This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
This is NPR.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. A three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit has ruled the government is liable for Hurricane Harvey flood damage to homes upstream of Houston's Attucks and Barker reservoirs. The government could still appeal the decision to the full Federal Circuit or the U.S. Supreme Court. Attorney Charles Irvine represents the homeowners.
It brings everything a little closer, but it's very frustrating for our clients and us to, you know, the government has their right to exhaust all their appeals. So we won't know, you know, whether the government wants to avail themselves of those further appellate rights for probably a month and a half, maybe two.
The ruling applies to six homeowners whose homes were used as test cases, but it could also lead to compensation for thousands more. Search crews are still looking for a missing person from yesterday's plane crash near the Galveston Causeway. Galveston County Bureau reporter Juliana Washburn has the latest.
I want to set the scene a little more for you here. The plane crashed into the bay just west of the causeway, the road that connects the island to the mainland. The water in the area of the crash is pretty shallow. We could see in the photos and videos of the rescue that personnel were standing up as they helped pull passengers out of the plane. The debris field from the crash is not very wide, but it is in water, and the current clearly moved some of the debris away from the immediate vicinity.
Five people are confirmed dead. Two others survived. The plane was part of a Mexican Navy flight carrying a patient to Shriners Hospital. Hundreds of Texas schools have now enrolled in the state's billion-dollar school voucher program. The Texas Comptroller's Office says about 600 private schools and pre-K providers have applied to participate in the Texas Education Freedom Accounts, along with more than 200 education service providers. The Rockets play the Clippers in Los Angeles tonight. They have a 9:30 tip-off. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, some patchy fog later on this evening, and we are expecting an overnight low around 67 degrees. I'm Gail DeLauder, News